Nightblade's Honor by Ryan Kirk. Performed by Emily Wu Zeller. Koji's sword cut down, its song clear to his ears in the crisp early morning air. The cut was close to perfect, the melody of the steel reflecting none of the indecision that plagued him. What did it mean to be honorable in a world that seemed to care so little for honor? A simple question, but one that Koji struggled with from sunrise to sunset. His blade cut sideways as he executed a sharp quarter turn, his imagination creating enemies in their attacks. Those acquainted with Koji often first believed his thoughts came slow. He heard the whispers, saw the sympathy in their eyes, even if no one dared speak the sentiment to his face. He was a ponderous thinker, that much was true, but not stupid. He worked on problems one step at a time, making sure each step was perfect before moving on. Just like the stonemasons made sure each stone fit perfectly with its neighbors before building any higher. His master, Minori, was entirely the opposite, his mind leaping forward and making connections far before others. Koji took his time to work through problems. Once people got to know him well enough, they saw the process for themselves and gave him the time he needed. With a sword in hand, however, he was an entirely different person. Fighting was something he understood. He was sense-gifted, able to feel an incoming strike moments before it happened. But his skill went deeper than that, an intuition for combat not shared even by other Nightblades. Koji hadn't been beaten in a duel for many cycles. Sometimes he tried to clarify his thinking by practicing with his sword. He took a problem, like that of honor in a dishonorable world, and held it in his mind as he began practicing. Sometimes the method worked, and when his morning routine was done, he had an answer in his head. Other times the method failed, but Koji had learned patience, a necessary skill for a man often considered slow. Koji was camped in a small grove of trees several leagues away from the emergency shelters that had been set up for the residents fleeing from Haven. Though it was early in the season, the trees were already changing colors, and a thin layer of snow covered patches of exposed grass. Although he was tempted to approach the shelters, wisdom dictated he keep to himself. Blamed for the burning of Haven and the attempted murder of King Shin, both Nightblade warriors and Dayblade healers were being hunted by roving groups of citizens and soldiers. So he practiced in a clearing in the grove, largely hidden from the rest of the world, trying to solve the problems that confronted him. The one he was most focused on was the problem of his master, Minori.